The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek, and you are listening to Velaction Continuous Improvement's presentation on A3 Thinking. Let's start out with an overview on what A3 Thinking is. It is a philosophical approach to problem solving that centers on a well-communicated team approach to using the PDCA cycle. The tool used to apply this way of thinking is known as the A3 Report. The act of working through the A3 Report is generally known as the A3 Process. A3 Management, or the A3 Management Process, are broader terms that refer to a coaching style of fact-based leadership that makes ample use of A3 thinking in decision-making. The origin of the A3. Toyota is widely reported to have been using various forms of the A3 report for decades. It migrated to North America in the 1980s with the expansion of Toyota's operations in the region. It started gaining substantial popularity during the first decade of the 2000s and is now mainstream within the lean community. One of the primary reasons for its increase in popularity is the role A3 thinking is said to have played in Toyota's rise to prominence. While the A3 is but one ingredient in Toyota's success, it is a substantial one. Its prevalent use by the company's management team helped the carmaker weather both a global economic crisis and a PR nightmare related to a now largely debunked rash of sudden unexplained acceleration. But more importantly, A3 thinking permeates the organization at all levels. This methodical approach to problem solving is the real discriminator between good companies and great ones. What an A3 report is. The A3 report is a storyboard that follows the PDCA cycle. While there is no firmly set format for the A3 report, a typical version contains the following sections. 1. Background. 2. Current conditions. 3. Goals. 4. Root cause analysis. 5. Countermeasures. 6. Effect confirmation. And finally, number 7, follow-up actions. We'll talk about these in more detail later. Authors of the A3 report should feel free to adjust this problem-solving tool to suit their needs, but they should never stray far from the guiding principles: using the PDCA cycle, taking a team approach, back-and-forth communication, guidance from an experienced mentor, deeply understanding the problem, creating agreement about goals, and finally, making decisions based on fact. Now, let's move on to a more detailed discussion of A3 thinking. Background. Whether you are a leader or a process owner, a big part of your job will entail problem solving. Taking on problems in a haphazard, random manner is a recipe for inconsistent results. A3 thinking, while not a magic solution to problems, does increase your chance of successfully solving them. The power of the A3 report lies in the structured approach it takes to problem solving. Before diving into the A3 report, though, let's take a look at what a problem is. Essentially, a problem is any situation when should be does not match reality. That gap develops in one of two ways. Either the target gets higher or performance drops. Regardless of how the gap came to pass, the basic problem-solving system is the same, even though the specific actions taken to close the gap may vary. Problems with problem-solving. There are three common failure modes that keep people from effectively solving problems. 1. They treat symptoms. Treating just the surface issue leaves the root cause untouched. It will likely pop out sideways, possibly in an even worse way. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.